For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Caitlin Tugas. And first of all, Tugi, your line had an outstanding game. 5 points tonight. It was nice to get back out on the ice and get that many points, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we were all itching to play since we sat out on Wednesday. So we just got pucks in net, kept it simple, and we executed.
You had 2 goals on the night. Walk us through that first one, assisted by Billich and Joyce.
4-on-4. And we just set it up in the zone, went low to high, up to Billich, and she went D to D over to Joyce. And Joyce is a good offensive player. She sees the openings, and she hit me back door. And luckily, the goalie didn't slide over, so I just put it in.
You guys seem to play well when there's less players on the ice. The 4-on-4 goals have been pretty successful for you, haven't they?
Yeah, I think it's because we got such a fast team and a lot more room to skate around and move the puck, so I think that's to our advantage when we have more room on the ice when we're shorthanded or less players.
And then you get one unassisted there in the third, took a huge lead over the Mavericks, unassisted. Walk us through that one. I don't know where, at what point did you like gain all that much ice and you were speeding up the ice? Was it at your blue line?
It was actually behind the net in our zone. Chapman actually rung it up the boards and I got it, so really she did pass it up to me, and I just got on the hash marks and got my feet going and beat their defenseman and luckily put one in there.
You talk about the speed of this team. I noticed the speed has gotten faster every year since you were a freshman. Have you noticed that, and what's been the reason for it?
Well, that's a tough question.
Definitely notice it, yeah. I don't know. I guess it's just the players that Coach Shane and Coach Amber are recruiting, and it's working for the systems we play, and it's to our benefit, so.
You mentioned the systems that your team plays. Of course, you've gone through a coaching change this year with Jim Scanlon coming in for a retired head coach, Steve Sertich. What's kind of been the challenge of working under a brand new coach?
I think the challenge would be just probably being accountable for our own mistakes on the ice. And, you know, we all want to be in the lineup, and it is a tough lineup to crack this year with the freshmen being so good and stepping up. So with a new coach, I mean, we're all just trying to limit our mistakes and show them what we got. So it's putting a lot more effort into our games.
I talked about your line with Stephanie Anderson and Alex Otrowski. You guys have great chemistry out there. Do you guys have that great of chemistry off the ice too?
Oh yeah, definitely. We're all good friends. I mean, our team has great chemistry overall, and that's one of our goals, is to be good teammates, be good leaders, and I think that's what everybody on our team is doing.
4 points by Eve tonight. That's awesome. Outstanding. Hardly ever see that by a defenseman. Kind of reminds me of Montana Vachorek from years past. Of course, she had a 6-point game. I was kind of hoping Eve would at least crack that or tie it. What's it like having her out on the ice?
Eve is probably one of the greatest players I've ever played with my whole career. She sees the ice. She passes the puck. She shoots the puck when she needs to. She's a great defenseman. I couldn't imagine her on forward, too. She'd probably be sniping goals up there, but yeah, she's definitely our top-notch defenseman.
Brittany Mowat allowed 4 goals tonight. That's uncommon of her. She's had such a great season, came into tonight with a 1.49 goals against average. Obviously, kind of a shaky night for her, but what kind of goaltender is she?
Britt's a brick wall, really, and I wouldn't say it was her bad night. I think it was what we were doing in front of her in our defensive zone. Mankato's hard to play defense against because they're quick and they're on you. So I think it was more the forwards and the defensemen's, our puck management, really, we weren't helping Britt out in return. And you can't blame it on her because she's a brick wall and she saves the puck when she sees it. So I think that was our responsibility to move pucks out of the way.
Still a 7-4 win. 3 important points in WCHA play. Tomorrow's a new day. What do you need to do to beat Mankato?
Our special team's got to be good, and hopefully we just keep cracking these goaltenders. I'm not sure who's going to be playing, but regardless, just getting shots to the net and playing tougher in our D zone for sure. We need to sharpen up back there.
Good luck, Caitlin. Thanks so much.
Thank you.